Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We have got some major discussions and developments. United States Attorney General William Barr has tapped the U.S. Attorney for the District of Connecticut, a gentleman by the name of John Durham, to look into the matter of how this whole Russia collusion investigation got underway in the first place. I want to find out about that. I want to find out about the comments by former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein in reference to former FBI Director James Comey. Well, when we deal with issues like this, there's only one person we ever think about inviting to join us. That, of course, is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI. You see him on CNN addressing law enforcement matters all the time. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeffrey, thanks for having me. And I know you've got an aggressive itinerary to get through today, but there are two agenda items that I have to hit with you first.
Yes, sir.
The first one is, just so that your listeners know, I cannot tell you how proud I am, exceedingly proud of you for... I know you wanted this to be under the radar, but receiving the FBI Director's Community Leadership Award last week, I can tell you from 25 years in the FBI, that's not an award they hand out lightly, and it is well-deserved, my friend, so congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. I am both honored and humbled, I think, is the only way I can describe that.
And number two is a grievance. I have to follow up any accolades with a grievance. And
oh,
I heard you were giving away tickets to the Richmond Flying Squirrels. As an Atlanta Braves fan for 45 years, I have to tell you that it still grieves me that the Atlanta Braves do not have their AAA affiliate there in Richmond anymore. We had a lot of good years there, and I miss it. I love going to games there to watch the minor league Braves play. So those are my two agenda items. We covered them.
All right, we have covered them. Well, the next time you come to town, while I can't get you into the R Braves because they've passed into history, I'll take you either to the Flying Squirrels, or every Friday they are the Flying Squirrels in Espanol, and it's your choice.
My man, I will take you up on that.
Sounds good. All right. Where would you like to start, sir? The Russia collusion situation with U.S. Attorney John Durham?
Absolutely. And, you know, you and I have discussed this a number of times. I know that there are a plethora, if you will, of investigations right now from the Senate. The Attorney General now is appointed, as you pointed out earlier at the top of your show, the United States Attorney for the District of Connecticut, John Durham, to look into this. A U.S. Attorney out in Utah, John Huber, is also looking into this as well. So there are a number of different angles. And all I can say about this, Jeff, is for the people, and I was one of those folks, that argued long and hard over the course of a two-year period that the Mueller investigation be allowed to run its course. Let this run its course. If there's no there, we'll be satisfied at the end of this, and everyone will be happy, and we can all go home. And if there were some mistakes and missteps, and I've long argued, I don't believe that there's a deep state cabal at the FBI. I worked there for too long, and conspiracies never last. You know, as long as there are two people that have a secret, you know, it's impossible to be certain that it's going to be kept. It needs to run its course. And I trust that it will. I'm sure that with these four investigations going on right now, there will be some missteps and some mistakes from what I have seen that can be argued that need to be fixed. But I don't believe that there was any nefarious intent. I believe, again, as I've said to you a number of times before, mistakes made involving groupthink and confirmation bias and callow and inexperienced people that were controlling things from a headquarters location as opposed to those investigations being out in the field where I believe they belong. But hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it.
Well, fair enough. Now, I look at the resume for U.S. Attorney John Durham, and I see a guy who went into the Boston field office when there was all of the nonsense with Bulger and Stephen Flemmi and John Connolly and got to the bottom of that, a guy who really was responsible for bringing down large chunks of the New England mob, brought down Governor John Rowland. It seems to me that this is a prosecutor's prosecutor.
No, there's no doubt about that. He had a well-deserved reputation within the FBI when I was in the FBI, and I only left 3 years ago, as well as within DOJ. So I think he's the right man for the job. I think he's got a sober perspective on this. He's not a guy that's going to seek the limelight. He's not going to be running out there in front of television cameras or making announcements. I think he'll do a sober job in investigating this. He'll have whatever he needs at his avail. He'll have FBI agents or private investigators, whoever he decides to employ for it, whatever prosecutors he wants to assign to it. So we will get an answer. I'm comforted by the fact that this was the person that was picked and selected by the AG to take on this task.
All right, fair enough. Now, you mentioned running in front of the television cameras, which brings me to the matter of James Comey. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein did not spare much in the way of language when he described former Director Comey really as a partisan hack. And I'm just curious your sense of Rosenstein and his comments vis-a-vis Comey.
Jeffrey, I started my position at CNN the day after James Comey was fired. He was fired May 9th of 2017. I began on May 10th of 2017. And first thing that morning, joining the morning shows, my comments were, I believe the FBI director was a man of probity and moral rectitude and a decent man. And I defended him. And I continue to maintain that I believe James Comey deep down is a decent man. This second act is embarrassing, and this second act continues to damage the Bureau that he professes to love. And what do I mean by that? He's entitled to write a book. He's entitled to, speak in interviews. But the problem is this purely partisan political positioning that he's gone to, and to the lengths that he's gone to attacking people like Rod Rosenstein. Look, I'm old enough to remember, Jeff, when Rod Rosenstein was the less darling. I mean, if he had been fired by Trump, it was going to be pitchforks and torches, and we were going to be marching in the street, and my gosh, cats and dogs living together. It was going to be crazy.
That's right.
Now, all of a sudden, because James Comey has decided that Rod Rosenstein is a person that he finds beneath contempt, and he spoke on my network. He spoke on CNN the other night with Anderson Cooper in a town hall, and he spoke about, this is James Comey, of course,
right,
the fact that he didn't know about Rod's soul. And I just thought that was such a disgusting, reprehensible thing to do. Disagree with the guy professionally. If you didn't agree with how he handled the business of being the Deputy Attorney General, just as many people disagree with James Comey's handling at the, as the FBI director, or his handling of being the Deputy Assistant or the Deputy Attorney General,
right,
in the Bush 43 administration.
That's right.
Disagree with him on the facts. Disagree with him on things he's done. But some of the things I thought Comey said were, just personal and just contemptible. And again, it does continuous damage to the Bureau and tarnishes the badge that he claims to love and professes his, undying loyalty to.
Jimmy Galliano is joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, a distinguished career starting, I go back, I look at the stories you've told me, and I've heard about your dad, and then West Point, and serving our country in the Army, the FBI, now as a great analyst for CNN. One of the things that I've learned over the years, Jimmy, is that FBI special agents have their own personal director. They will say things like, my director was. Can you elaborate on that and tell us how somebody who has James Comey as, quote, their director, how would that impact them?
Well, I'll tell you this, Jeff. In the 111-year history of the FBI was founded in 1908. The first director was a 29-year-old kid by the name of J. Edgar Hoover, who took over the agency in 1924 And he served as the FBI's director through 8 presidents, from Calvin Coolidge all the way to Richard M. Nixon, until he passed away in 1972. And he was actually the guy that resulted in term limits for FBI directors. They serve now for a period of 10 years because they want to be able to survive a presidential administration. In that time, Jeff, 111 years, there has only been 8 full-time directors. And what do I mean by that? I mean directors that were approved by Congress. The Senate confirmed them. I served under 4 of them. Now, I think, you know, you have to look at everybody in context. I know J. Edgar Hoover takes a beating these days, but you look at J. Edgar Hoover, a man who was born in 1895, and some of the amazing good things that he did. And, of course, you know, people hold people to the standards and the social mores and the political norms of 2019 when they were born in the 19th century. I'm a big fan of J. Edgar Hoover. I think he made some mistakes. I think there's some things you can righteously criticize him for, but he's probably my favorite director. Of the directors that I served under, and this will probably catch people by surprise, I'm a fan of Robert Mueller. I didn't agree with everything he did as the director. I thought that he made some policy decisions that I disagreed with, but I thought he was a straight shooter, an honest arbiter of the facts. He didn't suffer fools. A Marine Corps veteran from the Vietnam era who you know, distinguished himself in combat and received a Bronze Star with the V device. So he's probably, of the 4 that I served under, he's probably the one that I have the greatest affinity for.
Fair enough. Now, it is National Police Week, Jimmy, and this is one of those things that, let me just throw it to you. Just can you give us a sense, given somebody who spent their career in service to this country, the FBI, what do you think of National Police Week? What does it make you feel during this week?
So it gives me chills even to talk about it, Jeff. Obviously, it's something important. I spent exactly 1/2 of my life in law enforcement, and I spent much of my time in the FBI assigned to task force, most of the time with the NYPD and sometimes with upstate New York police organizations. Look, in our country's history, there have been 20,267 law enforcement officers that have lost their life in the line of duty. That's amazing. And when you think about a country of 335 million people with about 1.1 or 1.2 million people that actually wear the uniform, that actually carry a badge and a gun in the service of their country, that's less than 0.5% of the population. We owe them a debt of gratitude. And, you know, as we talk about Police Week, I mean, I've been to the Law Enforcement Memorial down in Washington, D.C., and I encourage folks to go. This week they'll probably get 20 or 30,000 visitors. That's usually the average amount of folks that roll through there. And you can look at the names of every law enforcement officer that have given their lives. I mean, and just to highlight somebody, since I am still in the great state of New York right now, the first name on the wall was a guy from the Albany County Constable's Office in New York by the name of Darius Quimby, who lost his life in a shootout in 1791.
Wow.
And just to bring this further back around, Jeff, you're down in Virginia. I lived in Stafford County, Virginia, for 4 years when I was assigned to the hostage rescue team. I feel like Virginia is a second home for me. I want you to know that in 2019, we've already lost 42 law enforcement officers in line-of-duty deaths, 18 by adversarial gunfire, and one from the great state of Virginia, a trooper with the Virginia State Police by the name of Lucas Bartley Dow,
yes,
who was killed on February 4th. He was executing a narcotics raid in Cumberland County and was shot and killed. So it's these personal stories that always grip me. I want to know the names. I want to know the specifics, where they were assigned. Trooper Dow was assigned to the Appomattox Division. Appomattox is where the Civil War ended. It's a place with a lot of history, and the Virginia State Patrol is an outstanding law enforcement outfit. So I just hope people will take some time, even if it's just a second, to either tip their glasses or put a prayer up for law enforcement officers, because they truly are the best amongst us.
There's no doubt about it. Jimmy, I know that you are in the midst of finals. I can't even begin to imagine what finals for a PhD involves. So I want to let you get back to your work. And again, as always, thank you, my friend, for making time for us.
You got it, Jeff. Be good. Enjoy talking to you again.
Thank you, sir. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.